Hello, this is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Diane Valden in the Columbia paper tracks how bear hunting in Columbia County went in its first season. She reports 10 black bears were legally shot in Columbia County during the hunting season this past fall. The New York Department of Environmental Conservation allowed Westchester, Putnam, Dutchess, Columbia, Rensselaer, and Washington counties and the portion of Rockland that was not already open for black bear hunting to do so this year. Bear hunting has been allowed west of the Hudson, including Greene County, for some time. Valden's story also tracks 64-year-old grandmother Donna Whiteman, who shot one of the 10 with a muzzleloader, a 400-pounder shot in the town of Claverick in Hollowville. She was watching a doe from up in a tree when a black bear emerged from the woods. Quote, she took about 10 seconds to make sure her shot would hit a vital organ toward the front of the bear and pulled back the trigger, unquote, Valden writes. Quote, the bear fell, then ran, and was done in 50 feet, she said. She sat in the tree for another hour or so, still waiting in hopes of getting a shot at a doe, unquote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Senate Majority Leader Dean Scala says that the state Senate and its Republican majority will pass the Iran Divestment Act of 2012 during a session Monday, January 9th. Quote, the Senate's swift action shows how important it is that we stand together to condemn tyrannical governments like Iran, which sponsor terrorism, have attempted to acquire nuclear weapons, and threaten U.S. allies like Israel, as Iran has repeatedly done, unquote, Scala said in a press release. Quote, I applaud Democrat Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver for taking the lead on this effort and moving it forward in the Assembly, unquote. The Iran Divestment Act of 2012, State Bill 5917A, was modeled after similar legislation in California and, quote, conceived with the help from the Jewish Community Relations Council of New York, unquote, according to Scala's press release. And it would prohibit companies that provide good services or credit worth $20 million or more to Iran's energy industry from entering into or renewing state and local government contracts. The legislation directs the Office of General Services to create a list of people, corporations, and other organizations with investments of more than $20 million in the Iranian energy sector. Those on the list would be excluded from bidding on government contracts. The bill also requires individuals or entities to certify they are not on the list when they submit bids to state and local agencies. Scott Waldman in the Albany Times-Union has another one of those, quote, boy, are there sure a lot of musicians in Hudson kind of stories. In this one, he outs replacements bassist Tommy Stinson, excuse me, and name checks Grammy nominee Michelle Nitticello, and down, quote, Grammy nominee Michelle Nitticello, and down the road is Melissa Oftemeyer, the bassist for Hole and Smashing Pumpkins. Lenny Kravitz's longtime producer Henry Hirsch turned an 1869 church into a recording studio. Members of indie bands Vetiver and Buke and Gas are now Hudsonians, unquote, from the story. It leaves out others such as Alexander Turnquist, Bunny Brains, and Liv Caro. You can read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Michael DeMasi in the Albany Business Review reports Trader Joe's will open a 13,000-square-foot store at 79 Wolf Road in Colony, just north of Albany, off the interstate. It will be the closest location of the popular specialty grocery chain to the WGXC listening area. You can see that full story in the Albany Business Review. The National Weather Service predicts that Jewett up on the mountain will have a high near 35 today. Monday night should be mostly cloudy with a low around 25. The forecast for the rest of the week on the mountain, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 38, low overnight around 23. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 45. Overnight low 34, a 50% chance of rain after 1 a.m., and that will continue on Thursday with a 50% chance of rain on Thursday with a high near 44 and overnight low of 26. Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 32, and those highs will probably all be higher down in the valleys. Town meetings today on the second Monday of the month. Ashland has a town board meeting at 7:30. Catskill, the village, meets at 7 p.m. at the firehouse. Copake, the environmental committee, meets at 7 p.m. The Greene County legislature holds business and grounds, conservation, public safety, highway, and government operations and finance committee meetings at 6 p.m. at the county office building in Catskill. Hillsdale, the planning board of the town of Hillsdale, holds a public hearing to consider a three-lot subdivision for William Stratton off Route 7D. Hudson, the common council, has a workshop meeting at 7 p.m. Hudson School Board has a district meeting And Questar 3 BOCES Superintendent James Baldwin will be the featured guest. That's at 7 p.m. at the high school library. Hunter, the Village of Hunter Board of Trustees, hold a public hearing to discuss a proposed property tax cap law at 8, and the village meeting is at 8 p.m. in Hunter. New Baltimore, there's a town meeting at 7:30 p.m. in Hanacroy. And Prattsville, the town meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Sunrise is at 7:20 a.m. and sets at 4:45. There is a full moon as of 2:31 a.m. The moon will set this afternoon at, or this morning at 7:19 a.m., and another one will rise at 5:31 in the afternoon. The New York Giants beat the Atlanta Falcons 24-2 yesterday to continue in the playoffs. They'll go to Green Bay next week. The Denver Broncos also beat the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday 29-23 in overtime. The Broncos play the New England Patriots next week. Tonight is the national championship football game. LSU Tigers and Alabama Crimson Tide at 8:30 p.m. And also in the NBA, Atlanta plays at New Jersey and Charlotte is at the New York Knicks. And tune in from noon to 2 p.m. Lincoln Mayorga hosts the two-hour Monday musical matinee with classical music and more from noon to 2 on 90.7 WGXC Acre.